increased birth defects are a primary cause of infant mortality. And again, Dr. Winchester's data, looking at the concentration of atrazine and the frequency of hypospadias and how that goes up if they were conceived in these months here when pesticides were high. Now, probably most of you don't know what a hypospadia is. A hypospadia is when the normal exit of the penis is at the tip of the penis, and instead it appears partway down the shaft or maybe even at the base of the shaft where the exit of the urethra is. And so there has to be an operation to correct that in these children. And these kinds of operations are routine in Indiana. Here is yet another kind of birth defect that is risen very rapidly in rural areas from Wisconsin. It's called gastroschisis. It's not only here in Wisconsin, but in the areas in the Midwest where atrazine appears to be being used abundantly. And the key thing I want you to see in this one, answer is, what does this picture suggest to you? Change in fetal gene expression. Normal babies aren't born that way, are they? A paper in 2005 written by Michael Skinner and his colleagues. Michael is at the University, Washington State University, where Dr. Benbrook is also associated with it. This paper, which appeared in Science magazine, was the first to reveal that epigenetic transgenerational actions of endocrine disruptors could be heritable. Epigenetics, if you don't know, is simply a single small group of atoms that attach to DNA and turn off a gene. It's like a switch on a light on a wall. Turn off a gene, turn off a gene, turn off another gene. And what he found, what they found was that about 1,000 genes in the brain were turned off by a particular chemical. We'll show you this more in a minute. A year later, in 2006, another paper appeared, this time in endocrinology, showing that these effects, these transgenerational effects of exposure, can travel at least 4 generations down the male germline, not the female germline, but the male germline, and they become heritable. 4 generations. If that's the case and that sort of thing is happening in humans, we're looking at a 100-year hit on our genome. Now, why are we interested in these kinds of things? Here was some of the work that he did. The first chemical that he looked at, this endocrine disruptor, is a fungicide called vinclozolin, used on grapes. This is the percent gene expression in the brain. Here are the controls, 100%. Less than 20% were actually expressed when this was present as an exposure in utero. Why are we interested in these particular genes? Well, these particular genes control Alzheimer's disease. They control synovial sarcomas, schizophrenia, mutant allele-specific amplification syndrome, neural tube defects, and various tumors.